It's time for Pacers Weekly.
Trailing 71-51 late in the second quarter last night against the New Orleans Pelicans, the Pacers' chances of starting off their post-All-Star break slate with a win looked bleak. In fact, ESPN Stats and Info at that point gave the Pacers less than a 7% chance to win, trailing 71-51. The Pacers, though, are one of the top five teams in the NBA at overcoming 10-point deficits. And last night, they began to chip away before halftime, cutting that lead to 13 at the break. And then in the third quarter, it was a somewhat unlikely source that got the Pacers ignited. Wesley Matthews, who had 8 points in each of his first two games with the Pacers, game number three was quite a different story. 24 points on the night. He was 6 of 11 from the three-point line, hitting four of those threes in the third quarter. And what was a 20-point deficit in the second quarter became completely eliminated by the end of the third. The Pacers had their best offensive quarter of the season, 39 points in the third, outscoring the Pelicans by 16. But a three-point lead in the fourth left plenty of work to do in that quarter, and that's when the Pacers' defense tightened down, allowing the Pelicans to just 17 points in the fourth. The Pacers outscored the Pelicans by 12 in the final quarter. What was at one point a 20-point deficit turned into a 15-point win, 126-111. Mentioned unlikely sources, the Pacers got a couple, and Wesley Matthews, from a talent perspective, is not necessarily an unlikely source, but he's still working his way in, or at least was working his way into this Pacers rotation. 24 points for Matthews. Tyreek Evans played large in that third quarter as well. He had 17 points on the night. He did that in 19 minutes on 6 of 9 from the floor, 3 assists and 3 rebounds. On a night where Miles Turner did not play, he's dealing with a hip injury that he suffered in the couple of practices after returning from the break. Domantas Sabonis was terrific. 18 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block for Sabonis. And Kyle O'Quinn, who played 20 minutes and actually started this game, he held his ground. 8 points, 10 rebounds, was 3 of 6 from the floor as the Pacers' third-string center playing first-stringer last night, and was able to hold his ground against a slew of impressive bigs. That included Anthony Davis, who played 20 minutes, Julius Randle, who played 25, and Jahlil Okafor, who played 17 minutes. The win for the Pacers gets them to 39-20. They could, with a win tonight, get to 40-20 and once again double up their loss total with their win column. The Pacers are in D.C. right now, the nation's capital. They'll take on the Washington Wizards. 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show, 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson as well. Both teams are on a back-to-back, so they're both facing that challenge. But again, coming off the All-Star break, you feel like those effects might be mitigated some. Speaking of Jeremiah Johnson, we'll talk with him a little bit later in the show. We'll speak with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith as well, live off the win. Chris Denary spoke with Wesley Matthews. We will hear from the newest Pacer on his breakout performance, perhaps his welcome to Indianapolis moment, which happened last night. We will hear from Mark Boyle as well. Eddie White, everyone will check in before this hour is complete. We'd love to hear from you as well, by the way. 317-239-1070, the number to call in. Chad Pacers Basketball with us. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. When we return from the break, we'll hear from Pacers radio play-by-play announcer Mark Boyle. His conversation with the head coach, Nate McMillan, is next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Financing was always a concern. We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
21 Pilots, the Bandido Tour, live. Friday, June 28th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Baby, no, 21 Pilots, live in concert.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. Indiana began their post-All-Star break portion with a win over the Pelicans last night, 126-111. The Pacers are 39-20. They sit in third position in the Eastern Conference. Indiana Pacers head coach Nathan McMillan recently had a conversation with radio play-by-play announcer Mark Boyle, and here it is, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. The All-Star break has ended. The Pacers are back at it. Now, in recent years, Nate, the break has been extended so that it's a little bit longer than it traditionally used to be. We know the obvious pro there is that you get more rest. Are there any negatives to that lengthy stretch?
No, I think the NBA got it right, giving the guys one or two more days extra to rest. And I think what they tried to do was give the guys who were participating in the All-Star game another day or so to get some rest. So I think they have it right. You get 4 or 5 days to rest and get away and come back. And, the guys feel like they've had a break to recover and go down the stretch feeling strong.
Generally speaking, when we talk about goals during this visit, you're really kind of general in that you just want to get better. With about a quarter of the season left to go, are there specific areas that you're targeting, areas where you think you really need to show dramatic improvement?
Well, of course, we talked about that before our first practice back, and part of that is focusing on those areas, and that is really what we've been working on. Keep the ball in front. We still got to do a better job of our weak side rotating over and finishing the play. With a rebound, we felt like we've had some slippage in transition, but the rebound and the ball finishing the defensive possession with a rebound is going to be important for us going down the stretch. We're going to be playing against much better teams. Majority of the teams that we will be facing going in these last 24 games are going to be teams that are in the playoffs or right there on the line, trying to play their way into the playoffs. So we're going to be playing against, teams that are going to be coming with that sense of urgency. And we're going to have to be sharp. You know, it's going to be much more physical play. Every possession is going to have a high value on every possession in the games, going forward. We got to be sharp. And, we got to be focused out there for 48 minutes.
January was not a particularly good month for the Pacers from a defensive perspective, but February so far has been very good. To the extent that you can be pleased, are you pleased with where you're at defensively now?
You always take it game to game, and you want to get better. You're going to have some slippage from game to game with different opponents. You have guys, I think in that time we had guys in and out of the lineup. But where we are right now, we've had a good start, and now we want a strong finish. So you always note that you're going to have to improve. As I mentioned, we're going to be seeing teams that are in the playoffs are going to be more consistent going down the stretch. We're going to be playing against some really good teams. So you're going to have to improve defensively. And as I said, rebound the basketball. And offensively, hopefully your defense are creating, you're able to rebound and create some easy opportunities where you're not having to go down, set up, and play against a set defense.
Since our last visit, you've added Wesley Matthews to the mix. Now, he's a veteran player, so I assume that the transition would be easier for him than it might be for somebody else. That said, what are the challenges involved in incorporating a new player into the mix in midstream, both from a coaching perspective and from the standpoint, Nate, of the player himself?
Well, you know, just getting familiar with your system and, you know, that chemistry out there, you know, with your teammates and with the guys that he's playing with, you know, learning tendencies, both Wesley learning our guys, their tendencies, and our guys learning what he likes to do, where he's going to be. And you're trying to involve a player that has missed about three quarters of the season and put him into a system for 30 games and hope that he will be able to fit in and adjust, adapt to what you're doing because of his experience in the league and the fact that I did work with him in Portland. He's been able to really adjust, pick up a lot of things. Our coaches are doing a lot of extra work with him off the floor with video. Far as you know, showing him the things we want to do defensively, our offensive sets, and getting him really as familiar as possible with our style of play.
Other than his veteran experience, is there anything specifically that you're looking for him to add to your mix?
Well, I think he brings a toughness, you know, to our team. You know, he's a guy that defensively he gets after it. I think that's the strength of what he does. Offensively, he can spread the floor and shoot the three. So spacing, you know, the floor on the offensive end of the floor. But the fact that he competes, he's a competitor. And, you know, he's a guy that he's going to bring energy, fight, scrap, hustle to the floor whenever he's out there.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a regular basis here on Pacers Weekly. The Pacers back at it last night following the All-Star break, a game against the Pelicans at the Fieldhouse tonight. The back end of a back-to-back and the start of a three-game road trip against the Wizards in Washington. I'm Mark Boyle. We head back to the studio now, and Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. The Pacers, by the way, with that win, kept third position in the Eastern Conference. The Philadelphia 76ers right behind them in fourth. They're a game back. The Celtics are two games back in fifth. The difference between being third, fourth, and fifth is pretty significant. Those three and four spots get the home court first-round playoff series. And if you can avoid 4 and 5, you don't have to play one of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference. Right now, the Pacers are doing that. 23 games left to go in the regular season. That continues tonight when the Pacers are in D.C. taking on the Washington Wizards. A 7 o'clock tip, 6:30, right here on the Kroger Pregame Show. We heard from one of the play-by-play announcers. It's time to hear from the other when we return. Chris Denari sits down with Wesley Matthews off of his 24-point performance, who sparked the Pacers in the third quarter last night. Chris Denari, Wesley Matthews next. This is Pacers Weekly. What doesn't
kill you makes you strong. Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Piece by piece, he collected me. 25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Check more at kellyclarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com.
We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. This is Pacers Weekly. The Pacers are coming off a 126-111 win over the Pelicans last night. They have the Washington Wizards tonight. It was Wesley Matthews' welcome to Indianapolis moment last night in game number three with the Pacers. Put up 24 points, including 4 3-pointers in the third quarter. The Pacers went from down 13 to start the third to up 3 as they entered the fourth, in large part thanks to Matthews, and he, after the game, took a trip inside Denary's Den. Chris?
Wesley, you said after the Charlotte game you felt all of Indiana was with you. How did it feel tonight in that third quarter?
I felt great. I felt that can't really describe the feeling, but you know, it was a good feeling to see shots fall. You know, just really just us play the way that we should have started the game out. You know, credit them. They jumped on us early. Forget all the stuff surrounding that team right now, with trades and minutes and fines and all that. You know, they got a lot of talent over there, and they showed up, and we didn't. As starters, you know, the second unit came in, and they held the fort down, and we were able to keep it within striking distance going into the half. And then we played the way that we should play and need to play going into this last little push to get our submit our position in the playoff standings and race, and you know, get ready for this postseason.
Is it easier to join a new team and fit in defensively before you fit in offensively? And how was All-Star break for you, thinking about what you needed to do these final 24 games?
Well, yes, because some of the things that they do are similar. You know, obviously, I'm familiar with the coaching staff and familiar with some of the players, so the fit was kind of, you know, perfect going into this. And what I did All-Star break was mentally clear out everything that had happened in that 2.5 week span, got my body right, you know, feeling good, getting ready for this last stretch, and you know, just getting ready to go.
You guys only gave up 40 points in the second half. You talked about not coming out ready to play the way you needed to play. So what was the difference defensively second half?
Well, obviously shot making helps, but you know, we got back in transition. We loaded to the ball, took away some of their easy baskets, and just played more with a little urgency. Made them a little bit less comfortable, and that resulted in, you know, in us getting good looks on the offense end.
All right, that's Chris Denary, who sat down last night with Wesley Matthews. The Pacers G League affiliate, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, at 19-19. That's good for second place in the Central Division. They've had more movement than the normal season from the NBA League team to the G League team. Edmund Sumner, of course, spent a lot of time down there, and that's one of the adjustments a G League team has to make, as Sumner is now up with the big club. Sumner at 24 points per game down there. Alizé Johnson has spent a lot of time in Fort Wayne. He's actually just back there, so that'll certainly give them a boost. The Mad Ants play, by the way, if you want to catch them in person, you can go to the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, but if you can't make it to Fort Wayne, that's understandable. And you can watch the games live. They're streamed on Facebook. All you have to do is like the Fort Wayne Mad Ants on Facebook. And when game time comes around, just check out their page, and the game will be streamed live there. They play the Canton Charge in Fort Wayne tonight at 7 o'clock. The Pacers in action, too. They take on the Washington Wizards out in D.C. Both teams are on a back-to-back. When we return on Pacers Weekly, we heard from Mark Boyle once. We'll hear from him again. This time, he is with former Pacer and current analyst Eddie Gill. This is Pacers Weekly.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers. There must
country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, June 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
Pink, live in concert. Now, due to phenomenal demand, the Beautiful Trauma World Tour continues. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, April 30th, 2019. Get access to preferred tickets with your city card. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The number one selling album, Beautiful Trauma, is available everywhere. There's more at PinksPage.com.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly. We're about halfway through it. We're going to check in with Jeremiah Johnson a little bit later in this show. Same true of Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. We still have Eddie White and Around the House to get to you, so plenty more coverage coming up here. On 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, I'm Pat Boylan. We heard from Mark Boyle once. Let's do that twice. He now is with Eddie Gill. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. Last night was the first of 24 remaining games for the Pacers as we look ahead to the playoffs. Now, I'm just going to throw something theoretical out there, Eddie, to start the conversation. Let's say with 24 games left, looking at the strength of schedule, let's say that I set the over-under on wins at 12. So the Pacers go 12 and 12 the rest of the way, which would give them 50 wins on the season. So we start with a two-part question. Is 12 and 12 doable? Is it a good guess for over-under? And if they do get to 50, where does that get them going into the playoffs?
I think it's very doable, and I think that would be a great accomplishment, this team to go out and put 50 wins on the board, considering some of the circumstances and the adversity they're going through as a team right now. But in terms of what 50 wins puts them, I got to believe third or fourth in the East and really in the driver's seat going into that first round.
One of the things we've been watching, and will continue to watch, at least for the next few games, is Wesley Matthews, as he becomes more comfortable here and better acquainted with his teammates and vice versa. I think you are ideally suited to deal with this because, as you'll recall, when you were playing, you couldn't hold a job and switch teams many, many times. What are the difficulties that a player like Wesley Matthews faces here?
That just means, A, that many people wanted me. I was highly sought after. That's why I played for so many different
tomato,
things.
Tomato, tomato, yes.
Exactly. But, hey, he's a guy who definitely brings something to the table no matter who he's playing for. So in certain cases, indeed, you may see a guy, you know, play for multiple teams like a Wesley Matthews, but this guy brings something to the table every single night. So I think he's a guy, as long as he stays in great condition and in great shape, I think he'll be highly sought after, truly, because of what he's able to do on the defensive end of the floor and how he's able to shoot the three ball, and his competitive spirit goes without saying.
Speaking of the defensive end of the floor, the Pacers were fantastic defensively in December, below average in January, and now in February they've been very good again. What differences do you see when looking at the defensive performance this month compared to last?
I think it's a matter of will. It's a commitment that they have, the engagement that they have on that end of the floor. To go out and disrupt the other team's offense and really be active with their hands and deflections. We've seen what Miles Turner is able to do at the rim and blocking shots. Those are all opportunities to get out in transition and get open baskets, easy baskets on the other end of the floor. But really, it's just a firm commitment and a know-how, and their communication, I think, has been phenomenal during that stretch.
It's been a while now since Victor Oladipo went down the second time with that knee injury, in this case necessitating surgery and mandating that he's out for the rest of the season. They've had a pretty good stretch in terms of having success lately. Do you get the sense watching them play on a nightly basis now that they feel pretty good about where they're at without Victor?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've seen a real confident team here the last couple weeks prior to the All-Star break. It just exudes through the team on both ends of the floor. They really have a belief in themselves. Obviously, there was somewhat of a mental hangover when Vic first went out, and that's to be expected when you see a guy have that type of injury. He's your best player. He's your all-star, and knowing that he's not coming back, it's definitely a different mental approach. I think they're over that now, and there's a great opportunity for this team to have some success down the road.
Let's close here with a thought on the start of the road trip tonight in Washington, Pacers-Wizards. Wizards have really had an odd season. They've got a lot of talent, but they seem to have underachieved. Injuries have been a part of that with John Wall, but they were struggling even before that. Without commenting specifically on their situation, as you don't have knowledge, you've been in the league as a player. You've now been observing the league as a broadcaster. We know it's not about talent. When a team with a lot of talent appears to underachieve, generally speaking, what are the issues?
Cohesion, culture. Their chemistry is completely not there. Throw in lack of leadership. Where you pick it, whether it's in the front office, whether it's on the coaching staff, whether it's the players, I would suspect it's some sort of combination of all of it. Without having that type of culture, again, I've talked so many times about the culture and chemistry that the Pacers have. I think that you can attribute to that to their success that they've had the last couple of years, and that's clearly something the Wizards are missing.
That's Eddie Gill. I'm Mark Coyle. We'll be back tonight. Pacers start a road trip in the district, and after that, it's on to Detroit and Dallas. For now, though, we go back to the studio and Pat Boylan.
Mark and Eddie, thank you. By the way, if you've not updated your Pacers look lately, there's a great opportunity right now at PacersTeamStore.com. The game night special already is available for tonight's game. It's a Pacers Performance hooded fleece, a really sharp-looking fleece for just $30. That's pretty significantly discounted. PacersTeamStore.com or in person at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. More Pacers Weekly when we continue. It's time to find out who Eddie White has brought inside around the house. That's next. This is Pacers Weekly.
21 Pilots, the Bandito Tour, live. Friday, June 28th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. No, 21 Pilots, live in concert.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOinc. That's CNOinc.com.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
On 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, we're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. This is Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. Pacers at 39-20 as they look for win number 40. They're closing in on the 41-win mark, which would guarantee them a .500 season. The Pacers, of course, well beyond that, but impressive to be thinking about that number here as we're still only in late February. Indiana's magic number to clinch, by the way, that's a playoff spot, is 12. So that's starting to dwindle as well. All right, let's hear now from Eddie White as he goes around the house. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And I'm very excited to talk to this lady because when we go around the house, you try to find interesting people with interesting stories. And this is not just an interesting story about my guest, but about the house, Banker's Life, and the residents of the house, the folks at Pacers Sports and Entertainment. Because there's some really cool stuff that I believe separates this house from any other house in the world. How about that tease, Patrick? Joining us right now, my good buddy, the Associate Director of Marketing. That's a nice title, Shayna Sangster. Shayna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I know this is, you've been here before.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should be, you're probably just as honored to be invited back a second time.
Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't want to sit down with you and talk about, you know, Pacer Sports and Entertainment?
Yeah, that's usually what I get from the guests is I give them money. No, seriously, I want to get you on because there was an article this week online in the Indy Star, and I think it's phenomenal. It's about the Pacers Sports Entertainment and how this company, and when we say it's the company, I may during the interview refer to it Pacers, but it means Pacers, Mad Ants, Pacers Gaming, the Fever, and whatever, is really not the norm when it comes to sports in the fact that it is an open house for women to be involved in sports.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so many great women here within leadership all across the organization. And it was really nice to have an article that kind of showcased women in sports and what is really seen as a male-dominated field. You know, we have so many women doing things, incredible things here. Mel Raines running the building, Donna, the head of our HR, our newest hire, Tatiana Holyfield, heading up our digital strategy. So it just was really nice to be recognized by the Indy Star and them to see what we're doing here at Pacers.
Before we get specific into the program, I want to talk to you about when did you – because you worked at track and field and you were an athlete yourself. When did you realize that you could, as a female, work in sports?
I don't think there was one moment in time where I realized that. Fortunately, I feel like I grew up in a space where I never doubted that was a possibility. I ran track in college and started off actually in pre-med, decided to switch to business. And when I switched over to business, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I was in business, I wanted to be doing sports. And so I quickly tried to sign up and find an internship in sports where I interned at USA Track and Field. And, you know, although it's not a ton of women that I saw, you know, in top positions, I never thought that they couldn't be there. I think that's just a testament to the women that I grew up around in my family. You know, I grew up around female entrepreneurs. My mom was a physician, a doctor. So just being surrounded by women that have done great things, I never doubted that I could do the same.
Now, what made you... you really are the catalyst behind the Pacers Sports Entertainment Women's Network. What made you want to do that? What was your reaction when you brought that to the people here at Pacers Sports Entertainment, and where are we with it today?
Yeah, I was at the Indiana Women's Leadership Conference and was sitting at a table with women from Stanley Security, from Eli Lilly, from some of the banks in town, and they were talking about the women's networks they had at work. And although they're much larger companies, I just thought to myself, why don't we have that at Pacers Sports and Entertainment, especially being kind of a male-dominated field? It'd be good for us as women to learn from each other, to network together, and to just kind of build each other up. And so I honestly brought that idea directly to Rick Fusen, who's our president and COO, and he was fully on board. He gave me the go-ahead right away and just suggested that I connect with some of our women in leadership. So Mel Raines and Donna Wilkinson have been instrumental in helping us get it up and running. We started it in July of last year of 2018 and have events every other month surrounding four different pillars. So health and wellness, professional development, social, and
Community.
Yep, community. So that one's coming up next month, which will be exciting. We partnered with the Julian Center to do some things there. And just looking forward to ways that we can attract, develop, and retain female talent here.
And one of the most important things, and I'm proud to say I signed up for it, is that you need, and I agree with this, you need men in the room to make this work, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things when I was researching women's networks and different ones around the city and different networks around the league, that it's very important to have men in the room. It's very important for them to understand the female perspective and just open up doors. So if there is a meeting or a department or a space where there's only men in the room, if one of them is knowledgeable enough to say, hey, we don't have correct representation here, we need them to speak up on our behalf, because if we're not in the room to speak for ourselves, it's good to have someone there that is a sponsor for you or that can speak up and say, hey, we need to make sure that we have, you know, equal representation in this space.
Over the last 5 years, I have watched my wife coach. And this past year, she had a situation, and I saw it. And if I didn't see her coach, my belief would be different. I think what you're doing is you're educating internally, externally, and making the world better, to be honest with you. And I saw sexism. I mean, I saw referees treat her differently than a male coach. Yeah. I mean, and what y'all are doing, that's helping those things, because there's some of us old goats that need to be educated. And, you know, I mean, if a male coach can do X, then you know what? A female coach should be able to do X and not be held to a different standard.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those are things that we as women fight through every single day. And sometimes, you know, as a male, you want to be supportive, but you haven't noticed it going on. And once we tell you or you're knowledgeable on the situation, then you can speak up as well. So it's all just kind of a matter of perspective. And once you know, you can do something about it.
Well, we're so proud of you for doing this, because a lot of people think of something and then they go out and execute it. And I guess I'm also proud of our franchise for Rick to embrace and say, hey, let's do it, because I think he knows, and we've all seen it now, it's making this company even better. And you hope that what you did will you know, somehow put a light on what the Pacers are doing as a franchise. And we need this in other franchises, other sports. And at the high school level, hello, that needs it, and on the collegiate level. So hopefully what you're doing starts a very, very good game of dominoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't, you know, finish this conversation without bringing up Kelly Kroskoff and the, you know, the moves that she's made within the sports world and the openness of our organization to, you know, not only bring in a female associate GM, but to identify that it's not about her gender. She's just the best person for the job. So I think that has been very instrumental in showing us that, you know, women's rights are everyone's rights, and like that it's important here for everyone to succeed. So thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Hey, Patrick, me and you, we're going to the next meeting. We're going to be heavily involved. Isn't this special? Patrick, you know it and I know it. We work for a great organization with great people, and you just heard from one of them. Back to you, my friend.
All right, well said, Eddie, and I think the job that Shayna does is certainly not just commendable, but it's really impressive how this has come from the ground level up in less than a year's time. Thank you to Eddie and Shayna for that conversation. When we return, we're going to hear from Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. That's next. This is Pacers Weekly.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. May 5th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and NKOTV.com. New Kids on the Block.
Hi Pacers fans, this is TJ Leaf. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they're one of the 10 largest companies in the state providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNO Inc. That's CNOINC.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. 5 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Friday, March 22nd. Check more at kellyclarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Pacers Weekly continues, 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. With us now is Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. If you head over to the website now, you can read Mark's story, which is titled McMillan Lights a Second Half Fire. McMillan lighting it, and I guess Wesley Matthews embodying it on the floor, Mark.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, the Pacers were so sluggish the first half. You know, they had had a whole week off. They talked in practice about how, oh, we're all excited to be back. We're rejuvenated, rested, ready to go. And it sure didn't look like it the first half. You know, New Orleans was the team that had all the energy, and the Pacers fell behind by as many as 20 points. So you kind of knew it was coming. You know, being around Nate, you knew this was an occasion when he was going to get after him. I think Wesley Matthews might have helped a little bit by hitting that three-pointer right before the first half buzzer to knock that deficit down to 13. But certainly they were a different team in the second half, a lot more energy starting at the defensive end. And then Wesley Matthews took care of the offensive end by hitting four three-pointers in the third quarter and turning that game around.
Mark Monteith is with us. I want to ask you about that swing. The Pacers go from down 20 to winning by 15 points. You don't see a swing like that very often, especially when you consider no Victor Oladipo, no Miles Turner, and for a lot of that third quarter when the Pacers were on the significant portion of their run, it was no Bojan Bogdanović who got into some early foul trouble.
Yeah, you know, it pointed out the depth of this team. You know, the new guy, Wesley Matthews, was the leading scorer with 24 points. But, you know, it was Tyreke Evans off the bench with 17. It was Domantas Sabonis off the bench with the double-double, 18 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. You know, McDermott hit a couple three-pointers. So the strength of this team, as you and I have talked many times, is its balance and depth. And that's more evident than ever now. Without Oladipo, you have to have that. And without Miles Turner, obviously, you have to have it. So this team doesn't have really one guy who's likely to be able to score 30 on any kind of a consistent basis and carry a team somewhere. But it's got a bunch of guys who can score, a bunch of guys who can contribute. And when they run their offense the right way, they benefit from that. And last night was just a perfect example.
Miles Turner did not play last night. So it did mean maybe a couple more minutes for Domantas Sabonis. To me, one of the under-talked about storylines is, Mark, it seems at least Sabonis is starting to round back into this form that we saw earlier in the year. He had a little stretch there with where he struggled, maybe not coincidentally right after Oladipo got hurt. 18 points, 13 rebounds last night, and he was also pretty instrumental. I thought his defense was pretty good last night, but Sabonis at least seems to kind of be rounding back into this player that I think was amongst three or four favorites for Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, no question. He had about a four-game stretch where he just seemed dead. He seemed tired. You know, he was missing shots. He just didn't have his normal energy. I've asked him about it, and he didn't really have an answer or explanation. I don't know if it's related to Oladipo going out or what, but regardless, he's back. You know, and he is a Sixth Man of the Year candidate, no question about it. To get have a guy like that who can come off the bench and play the way he does, I thought it was really a good move last night to bring him off the bench and start Kyle O'Quinn. The logical thing for a lot of people would have been, well, you know, Sabonis is your next, might be your best center. He's certainly no worse than your second best center. And, you know, you start him, play him as many minutes as you can. But he really fits with that second unit. He and Tyreke Evans go together really well. It helped keep Sabonis out of early foul trouble if he was going to be guarding either Anthony Davis or Julius Randle. So it just worked. And I think got to give Nate McMillan credit for that move. If Turner can't go tonight, I'm sure we'll see the same thing. You know, Kyle O'Quinn kind of quietly had 8 points and 10 rebounds, so he did his job. But it was Sabonis who played the most minutes at 28 minutes. So it's not about starting. It's about minutes played. It's about finishing. And, you know, Sabonis is certainly capable of all that.
We've talked about this on the pregame show as well as the Blue and Gold Breakdown, which is online now at Pacers.com. But this stretch, the calm before the storm is not the correct verbiage because there's a good chunk of it on the road and all of these teams are quite capable. But Mark, this stretch just before things get really tough, seven games including last night, so six more remaining before March 7th against Milwaukee starts. That's Indiana's toughest stretch of the schedule, March 7th through March 29th. But it almost seems like it makes this earlier portion right before it more important.
I agree. You know, it's that stretch that you just referred to, 11-game stretch, 10 against winning teams, eight of those 10 games on the road. You realize realistically that you're going to lose some of those games. You know, you don't concede anything, but logically you're going to have some tough times during that stretch. So you want to take as much advantage as you can of this particular stretch where you're going to be challenged, but you're playing losing teams. You know, these next three road games, Washington, Detroit, Dallas, those are losing teams, but they're still decent teams that will be difficult to beat on the road. And if you can get those games, along with that home game against Minnesota next Thursday, the home game against Orlando, and then Chicago, you know, those are all games that we would classify, you know, quote unquote, as winnable. Teams that have losing records, but they're all teams that can be dangerous. And if you can get the vast majority of those, you set yourself up pretty nicely to be able to weather that storm, as you refer to it, coming in March, and, you know, see what happens then. Build more confidence through this stretch. Get Wesley Matthews further acclimated. Build more chemistry. So it is a crucial stretch. And, you know what Nate McMillan would say if it was brought up. It's all about the next game. But still, this particular stretch is an interesting segment of the season, and it's an important stretch for the Pacers.
Mark Monteith is with us. For those fans who are readying for tonight's game against the Washington Wizards, you can hear Mark as part of the Kroger pregame show, which is at 6:30. But if they want some more content, Mark, there's a lot right now on Pacers.com, including a good chunk of it from you.
No question. You know, there's a story on last night's game talking about Nate McMillan at halftime. I kind of focused the story from last night's game on Wesley Matthews Jr. and Tyreek Evans. You know, Tyreek Evans, people should remember, you know, he had another knee injection over the All-Star break, and we saw the impact that had on his game back in December when he came out in that Atlanta game and was really outstanding, and he was really good last night. And, you know, when that knee is feeling right, Tyreek is a different player, and he thinks that can carry him through the rest of the season, but who knows, he might get another one before the playoffs. So there's just a lot going on with this team, a lot to write about, a lot to look at during the games with the various forces on this team on the bench and in the starting lineup. So people should follow, man. There's just a lot going on. It's a fun team to cover, as you know, and I would expect that it's a fun team to read about as well.
Well, we will talk to you as well tonight as part of the Kroger pregame show. That's where you can hear Mark Monteith right here starting at 6:30. Mark, thanks for your time this morning, and we will do it again tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pat.
All right, that's Mark Monteith. We close out this show. We head to D.C. next. That's where Jeremiah Johnson is standing by, eagerly awaiting a phone call. This is Pacers Weekly.
Planet Fitness is the one and only judgment-free zone. That means for just $10 a month, you can work out at your own pace and just do you, however you want, whenever you want. Get free fitness training and tons of cardio and strength equipment, plus a totally friendly staff for just $10 a month with absolutely no judgment. We want you to be you for just $10 a month. Come in for a free tour or join online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness. Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Darren Carlson. You know Bankers Life from the name of our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 19 seasons, CNO Financial has donated nearly $300,000 to Pacers Foundation. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOinc.com. That's CNOinc.com.
We're back on Pacers Weekly, 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, as Jeremiah Johnson joins us from D.C. now. Jeremiah, you got the chance. Fans can see it by following Fox Sports Indiana on Twitter to interview Wesley Matthews after that win last night. What was your takeaway from that interview?
Really, just everything I've seen from Wesley Matthews in the 2 weeks he's been with the Pacers was evident in that interview. The leadership that he's shown, the confidence that he has in his shot and his defense, and just really the perfect fit that he is with this team. When you are trying to acquire someone at or around the deadline and you're deciding whether you want to trade someone or whether you can get a buyout candidate, I don't know if there could be a more perfect fit, especially considering that Victor Oladipo went down. You had a little bit of an opening there at the two-guard position. I love what Wesley Matthews brings, and I brought it up to him. I mean, I've really noticed him being as vocal as anyone, and I think that's difficult to do, to come into a new environment, a new team, and two weeks in to be the guy that's kind of leading the huddles. And so it says a lot about his confidence, and really it also says a lot about his teammates. They're willing to accept him with open arms.
Tough question to answer considering this is a back-to-back, so you haven't had time, for example, at a practice to ask a question like this, but we've certainly got a handful on Twitter, most recently from Pat Struwe, asking about Miles Turner and his potential availability tonight going forward. Any insight in that direction?
You know, it's difficult. Just reading the tea leaves last night from Nate McMillan, I got the feeling that maybe they still would need to see him go through a practice before they felt like he could play. So we don't know. He's still day-to-day, and we'll know a little bit more in a few hours. So I don't have high hopes for Miles tonight, but I also am not necessarily concerned that it'll be a long-term type of situation. And you know, when the schedule gets more difficult in March, you need Miles at 100%. So I think, you know, the best news about it is you have one of the best third centers in the NBA in Kyle O'Quinn. And I thought Nate McMillan made a pretty smart move putting him in the starting lineup last night, keeping that second unit together, and it paid off with the way the Pacers bench dominated the Pelicans bench.
On January 30th, the Pacers lost in D.C. 107-89. That was part of that four-game losing streak in the immediate aftermath of the Victor Oladipo injury. Clearly, the Pacers are in a different place now. Do you feel like that's something that still is in the back of those players' heads? It's really only about 3 weeks since that game out in D.C. was last played.
You know, it's difficult. You play a team four times. It'll be their fourth time against the Wizards, and the Pacers have two wins. So you might say, well, you're 2-1 against them. You don't have any revenge on your mind. But because it was within the last month, and I do think, as you said, it's fresh in their minds, it does help prepare you for this one. And if there is any chance that you would overlook the Wizards, you just have to be reminded of what happened here a few weeks ago. I always like these back-to-backs when the circumstances are the same for both teams. So the Wizards played last night. The Pacers played last night. You don't want a team, you know, necessarily to be angry or disappointed. I did see some pretty strong comments from Bradley Beal about being disappointed about the way they played and lost in their big game, really, after the All-Star break against the Hornets team they're trying to chase. So we'll see what the Wizards have left. Of note, though, Bradley Beal played 41 minutes. He scored 46 points, but the Pacers starters didn't have to play heavy minutes in the game against the Pelicans. Just kind of normal minutes. Thaddeus Young played 33, but nobody else played more than 30 minutes. So Bradley Beal is such a big part of the Wizards' offense, defense, everything. And if he's tired at all, it is advantage Pacers.
If you're able to listen to the TV broadcast last night, our post-game coverage as well, you know that Doug McDermott Was dealing with a little personal loss. He was, in fact, in Iowa for his grandpa's funeral the day of the game yesterday. Got in just before tip. And Ray Lucas is asking Jeremiah on Twitter about the Pacers getting McDermott more involved. He's talking bigger picture, but it seemed maybe like a step in that direction last night even.
Yeah, I think that's part of that second unit, the cohesiveness. And Doug missed some time, so it took him a little bit of time to get back into the flow. And we are seeing Tyreek Evans really more comfortable and finding guys. You know, that pass from Tyreek to Boyan is the kind of pass I want to see now from Tyreek to Doug McDermott. And I think they know they need to get him shots to see him 2-for-3 from three in a home game, no less, is good, because Doug is surprisingly shot better on the road than at home. But I do think that, you know, he was focused. He wanted to win that game for his grandfather, and it was great to see, you know, him make the extra effort to get back to the funeral in Iowa and then to come back yesterday and join his teammates and have a solid game. His plus minus was plus 18. I know that sometimes is a little bit of an overrated statistic, but Doug is important to the second unit and really the three-point shooting. How about this, Pat? The Patriots put up 32 threes. They made 14. Fans have been saying, shoot more threes. When you have Wesley Matthews, you're going to shoot more, and I think that will be something to watch over the final month and a half.
Yeah, the Pacers typically hit them at a very high rate. They take less threes than most teams in the NBA. I know back-to-backs can be a challenge for a broadcaster as well. You guys have a show tonight coming up at 6:30 on Fox Sports, Indiana Pacers and Wizards. What are you looking forward to?
Well, Pat Boylan, you are in Indianapolis, unfortunately, but we will have some Pat Boylan on the show as you interviewed Darren Collison. We had a quick post-game show whenever we have these home road back-to-backs. We've got to kind of hurry things along, so we didn't get your interview with Darren on last night, but we'll feature that in the first segment. And I do think Darren's worth spotlighting. You know, at the end of the third quarter, I looked down and kind of scanned the stats, and I didn't even realize that he had 12 assists and zero turnovers through three quarters and wasn't really needed to play extended minutes in the fourth quarter. So he finished with those 12 assists and one turnover and had 10 points, had a double-double. So I'll enjoy hearing from Darren Collison for the first time tonight on Pacers Live pregame, and we will also check in on the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, who also have a back-to-back this weekend, had a triple-double last night in the Windy City.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson from the nation's capital. You can catch him at 6:30 tonight on Fox Sports Indiana. Pacers and Wizards tonight. JJ, thanks for your time here this morning.
Pat, quick personal shout-out. I don't know if he's listening, but my son Mason's six-year-old birthday today.
Oh.
I miss you, buddy, but happy birthday to Mason, and have a good day.
Hey, certainly. Happy birthday to Mason Johnson, Jeremiah's son. That's Jeremiah Johnson joining us from D.C. It's the first of three on the road for the Pacers at Detroit on Monday, at Dallas on Wednesday. We'll have all of your coverage here. Pre-game show begins 30 minutes before the opening tip. That is 6:30 against the Wizards here tonight, right here on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM, or across the radio network. The Pacers are 39-20. They're looking to get to their 40th win of the season. Indiana hoping to get Miles Turner back. That's unknown. He was questionable. A bit of a game-time decision, although was declared inactive about an hour and a half before the game on Friday night. We'll see if he's able to go tonight. If not, Kyle LaQuinn and Domantas Sabonis were able to man things pretty well for Indiana's win against the Pelicans. Again, Pacers and Wizards tonight, 6:30 on radio and on television. That'll wrap it up here for Pacers Weekly. A thanks to our producer, David Deering. I'm Pat Boylan. We will talk to you next Saturday morning, as we always do, at 10 o'clock for Pacers Weekly.